Donald Trump's outsider persona and bold talk has energized voters over the past year, though many people thought Republicans would turn away from a man whose life has been tabloid fodder for decades. But Trump's victory didn't surprise one Tennessee congressman. As WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports, his success has also shown that voters have an appetite for unconventional candidates.
If there is one politician who's made a career out of railing against Washington, it's Congressman Scott Desjarlais.
A lot of people just have given up on Washington. And, in a way, you can't blame them. They don't listen. They're out of touch. And, they don't seem to care about us anymore.
So it's no surprise Desjarlais has hitched his wagon to Donald Trump. Last week, Desjarlais was expounding Trump's virtues to a crowd of several dozen hardcore GOP activists at the Rutherford County Republican Party's annual picnic. Desjarlais endorsed Trump back in February, becoming one of the first people in Congress to do so.
He's different in a way. I had people who couldn't believe I'd support him because I'm considered very conservative, and they say, how can you say Donald Trump's a conservative? And I said, I don't know that I can, but I think he's a problem solver, and I'll take that any day over what we've been dealing with in Washington.
At first, Desjarlais might seem to be an odd partner for Trump. The Tennessee congressman lacks Trump's bombast, and the two differ on many points of policy. But they still have a lot in common. Like Trump, Desjarlais ran for high political office without any prior political experience. Like Trump, he's faced resistance from the GOP establishment. And like Trump, Desjarlais has done well with religious voters, despite a messy past. Trump has had two divorces play out in the public eye. Desjarlais has his own failed marriage, which includes two abortions and an affair with a patient. Both men's success show Republican voters just don't seem to care about that.
I think we're all imperfect beings. We've all been sinners in our life, and certainly if there was ever an election cycle to run with baggage, this may be the one.
By winning past elections, despite his baggage, Desjarlais has in a way foreshadowed Trump. And just as the businessman is preparing to accept the Republican nomination for president, Desjarlais has a good chance of again winning the GOP nomination to Congress. His stiffest competition comes from a 28-year-old lawyer named Grant Sterrett. Sterrett has pledged not to criticize Desjarlais for his past. Instead, Sterrett's attacking Desjarlais' record, hoping to puncture the congressman's reputation as a maverick.
I think he's been terribly inconsistent over the course of his time in Washington, and I think that the facts speak for themselves.
Sterrett faults Desjarlais for approving food stamp legislation in exchange for farm aid, and he says the congressman's hard line on other spending has damaged the country.
He's voted for $700 billion in food stamps. He's voted for hundreds of millions of dollars in military cuts, and his beliefs don't align with the district.
Sterrett has plenty of money behind him, $1.2 million. It's allowed him to launch a barrage of television, radio, and online ads.
You've been betrayed by Desjarlais.
I'm Grant Sterrett, and I approve this message because we need to reform welfare, rebuild our military, and protect the unborn.
Desjarlais responds that Sterrett is trying to buy the congressional seat, noting he grew up in California and didn't arrive in Tennessee until law school. Back at the Rutherford County GOP picnic, some voters have been receptive to Sterrett's pitch. Glenn Taylor is a third-generation Republican from Murfreesboro. He's leaning toward voting for Sterrett for the same reasons he's choosing Trump.
You've got to see who's going to be the strongest and who you think can lead this district and go to Washington and get rid of the Washington hierarchy.
But Desjarlais' supporters, like Rutherford County School Board member Lisa Moore, are just as certain that he's the best candidate to help Trump shake up Washington.
Contrary to some of the things that I think are being said in the press and in this campaign, he does have a conservative voting record, and he's done a lot.
Moore says she hadn't given much thought to any similarities between Trump and Desjarlais, but she left the GOP picnic clutching two Trump yard signs, a clear indication she plans to vote for both. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.